The Story of Frankenstein, Part 2.
Dr. Frankenstein speaks to Elizabeth on the telephone. He says, "Hello, Elizabeth." She tells him that she loves him, but he does not tell her that he loves her. He tells her that he is very busy. He says goodbye to her and returns to finish his monster. Dr. Frankenstein has a special machine that he connects to the monster with cables. He turns the machine on. There is a very loud noise, and then silence. Slowly, the monster starts to move. It is alive. It is not very pretty, but it is very big and very strong. Dr. Frankenstein is very happy. Dr. Frankenstein teaches his monster how to walk and how to talk. Suddenly, Elizabeth arrives. She is very angry with Dr. Frankenstein. Then she sees the monster. She is very frightened. "Help! Help!" she shouts. "A monster! A monster!" She runs away from the laboratory. The monster is sad. Dr. Frankenstein is sad. Then Dr. Frankenstein has an idea. It is a very good idea. It will make Dr. Frankenstein, Elizabeth, and the monster very, very happy.